A Big Bird, a Cookie Monster, and a Snuffleupagus. It's a mini cast next on Tom and Hank Talk About the 80s. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Hank.
How are you doing today?
Doing great.
You are?
Yep.
I am too.
Yep. Ready for fucking action.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whoa. I am ready for action as well. You know, let's cut to it today, because what we're doing today is a mini cast.
We're doing a mini cast, and the reason is because we did our episode on children's programs, but we didn't really have enough time to put one of the greatest of all time, Sesame Street, in.
Sesame Street. We mentioned it a little bit.
Technically, I only mentioned Kermit the Frog. That was it.
Well, and then before that, I mentioned that the afternoon programming was for older kids, and then in the early afternoon at noon hour, Sesame Street was for the younger
kids. So I see we're going to have a fight right away.
So I think I mentioned it first.
Pretty sure that's not what you said.
I think it's on fucking tape, Tom!
You know, we have some news from the internet. Last week, we had mentioned in a previous episode about Schoolhouse Rock.
Our first mini-cast.
Our very first mini-cast. The children's educational animated series that was on between the commercials and between the cartoons and stuff when we were kids, that Bob Duro, who had written most, I think all the songs actually for Schoolhouse Rock, passed away at 94 years old.
Yeah.
So thanks for all the great music, Bob. We appreciate it. He played
so
with Blossom Deary and Miles Davis, and he was just an awesome guy. And
so awesome.
Made awesome music, and so we thank you for that. It is weird, though, that every time we do an episode about someone, they end up dying a few weeks later. So we're going to stop doing episodes about people.
I said that we were the Witches of Eastwick. I'm happy that we're going to talk about Sesame Street. Mm-hmm. It's such a cool, endearing thing. It was a very big part of my very young childhood. And it, you know, ran forever. It started in 1969. It started 1 month to the day before I was born.
Wow.
And so starting like at one or, you know, probably two or three, I started to watch Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, I was a part of it from the beginning, Mr. Hooper.
Oh, I loved him.
So Sesame Street is an amazing show from 1969 until right now. Right now it runs on HBO.
That's incredible.
And they have really poured a lot of money and a lot of technology into the show, but still, you know, keeping its own thing.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Jim Henson thing is maybe a great subject for this minicast. You know, Sesame Street and the Muppets. And, you know, all the other television that he did. And then, you know, they did Elmo's Place and all of those things. It's interesting when we talk about Sesame Street. Elmo happened when we were probably 12 or 13. So we didn't know. I mean, I knew of him because Elmo became a pretty famous character.
Yeah.
Very quickly, because he was like the little kid Muppet.
Yeah.
Because all the rest of the Muppets are adults.
I call him the Red Grover, but...
Yeah, he is. You know. He is. But that was after our time. Like, so I didn't grow up in the time of Elmo, but I see how cute he is. And
yeah.
You know.
His voice is a little much for me.
I have a little friend, Emma. She's not little anymore. She's about to be bat mitzvahed. And she used to love Elmo when she was a baby. And her mom worked with me. And I had a big office with a TV in it. So I would have her come down and hang out with me. And she would watch Elmo while I worked.
Well, what I love about Elmo is that Elmo is to that generation what, you know, Grover and Cookie Monster were to ours. And so the fact that the show evolved and changed over time and new characters were added, that it wasn't just the same old thing, you know, over all these years, it's awesome.
Well, and like we talked about in the children's programming episode, it dealt with issues. And Mr. Rogers, who was kind of the biggest part of that episode, he was on Sesame Street. So Sesame Street was a show that took place on Sesame Street. And it was, I think, they never said it was New York, but we're led to believe that it's a large city.
Yeah.
A New York-type city. It was always was and is produced and filmed in New York.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, always been in the middle of Manhattan. And Sesame Street, not all of the Jim Henson stuff, but uh-huh. Sesame Street was. And they, it was a show that had a core cast of adults.
Yeah.
There were no professional children on Sesame Street ever. Their motto is that there's no actors. So it's real little kids. So if you think about the reactions when they would yeah. do little things with Grover and they'd be so excited because yeah. it wasn't a little actor kid. It was a kid who was so super fucking excited to be next to Grover. He didn't know what to do.
So amazing.
And so that was really, I just think that was a cool thing. And then, so it was, it had adult cast members and then puppets, Muppets, mm-hmm. Jim Henson Muppets. Some of them who went on to be on the Muppets, but a lot of the characters on the show, the Muppets, were created for that show.
Yeah.
But Kermit was one of the very famous Muppets on. So it was, once again, it was an educational show. It was, you know, a little sketch show for kids built around this.
There was
this neighborhood where people lived amidst puppets. There was a man who ran the market named Mr. Hooper.
I loved the different types of people that you saw on the show.
Mm-hmm.
The different colors of people and the different sort of cultures of people. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, you know, there were characters named Gordon. He was a really, Gordon and his wife Gloria, and they were this, you know, really amazing black couple. And then Luis, who was a Hispanic guy, and he was kind of, Bob, do you remember Bob?
Oh, Bob,
he was
yeah.
the real milk toasty one.
Yeah, Bob's kind of like a sort of a...
he's like a Mr. Rogers-y.
A Neil Sedaka type.
Yes. Neil Sedaka, yes. Very much so. He is 84 years old.
Wow.
And appeared on the show up until just a few years ago.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, wow.
And then Maria, who I really loved, who was this Hispanic woman. And so then it went on to little sketches, and Kermit would do the weather all the time.
Yeah.
And then he would say, and there's a big storm, and he'd get blown away. And it was these cool, you know, and we talked about a few shows that had puppets. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of puppet-based stuff for little kids.
Yeah.
But this were puppets 2.0. This was Jim Henson's Muppets.
They were.
It was his brand, you know, very cute, big eyes, you know, not scary or ugly in any way, but very round. And it just, it characters that are indelible now.
Well, it brings to mind a record I had, which I still have a copy of, actually. It's the Count's Countdown. And it's a bunch of Sesame Street songs, you know, but it's basically the Count singing all these songs about numbers and singing. And what was cool about the record that I appreciated then as just a little kid because it sounded cool, but now as a DJ, was the production of the record was very interesting because the songs blended into each other with bits in between. So there'd be like a newscast in between, you know, you know, the Count says the weather is raining out, 3 drops of rain, you know, 1, 2, 3, or something like that. And there would be all these cute little songs. And but it was all about counting. And it had a picture of the Count on the front, which is, he was always my favorite. I just loved him.
The Count was your favorite?
Yeah, because he was like, he was Bela Lugosi. He was just Bela Lugosi as a Muppet. And he was just so cool. And he was the vampire.
I love the Count. I had a puppet of the Count.
Oh, cool.
And my favorite was, oh my God, blanking, Grover.
I love Grover.
I love Grover so much. He's just, and he would go, and throw his arms up in the air when he got excited.
The iconic, the Muppets are so iconic. These Bert and Ernie.
Yes.
And, you know,
I mean, there's
Big Bird and Snuffleupagus and the little aliens, the two meep, 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 aliens, the little pink ones.
Yep. Yep. Were they on? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Was that Phenomena? Phenomena. Da, da, na, na, na. That was from the Muppets.
No, no, no. There was two and they would sound out words.
Yes.
To each other.
Okay, yes, I remember that.
I can't remember their names.
I remember that. It was just, you know, on Sesame Street, it was about learning your numbers, learning your letters. And so, like most of the shows that we talked about in the other podcast and the other episode, it relies on little short films.
Yeah.
You know, mixed in with the people in the neighborhood doing their business and having interactions in the neighborhood with Oscar the Grouch, who's in the garbage can outside one of the brownstones. And it's like classic Manhattan, you know, brownstones. And then there would be the little sketches and skits with the Muppets and guest stars, real famous people mm-hmm. still go on there. And then there would be little short films inside of there. So one of them that I really love so much, and my other best friend in the world, Amy, it's like her big thing, is there's an actor named Paul Benedict, and he was on the Jeffersons, and he was the neighbor on the Jeffersons, and he... when he was like this bohemian hippie guy in the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, he made 13 films, 13 like 2 minute films about numbers. And he was this, it's called The Painter.
He would find places to paint the number that he wanted to paint. And he'd have like the number one and he'd hold it up and he'd like look at the spot and then look at the camera and go, this is the spot. He'd nod there. He didn't speak words. There was no words.
No, there was words, but he didn't speak them. It was voiceover by him.
Oh, right.
Where he'd go, this looks like a good place to do it. And with his great British accent, I can't do it. And he was like, oh, he looks mad. Like he painted a number on somebody's sail on a sailboat. And then like the number three, he finds this young girl and she's having a picnic in the park. It's obviously Central Park. And it's a very young Stockard Channing.
Oh, yeah.
And she's making a sandwich. So every time, and she's making one of those big like Dagwood type sandwiches.
She's making a huge sandwich.
And so every time she puts down a piece of bread, he takes a condiment and writes out the number three with his paintbrush. So he goes, oh, ketchup on the red, on the white one. And then the pumpernickel, and he's like, oh, mayonnaise.
Mustard three.
And then mustard. And then he makes a three and mustard. And then you see her eat this like, you know, 14 decker sandwich, and then they speed it up real fast, and she ate like the whole sandwich. But then he'll do it on a cab. Like he did all this fun stuff. So they're just really iconic films to look up on YouTube. We'll post something.
And the animation too, in a lot of those, a lot of the learning ones are, the animation is just all incredible and fascinating. And I'm sure if I looked into it more, I would realize how many of those artists were probably well known now.
Yeah. And, you know, so from the show, which like I said, is still on the air and it's still doing what it's always done. There's still the store, and it's run by the same gentleman that's ran it since Mr. Hooper died. And when Mr. Hooper died, they played it out. They, everyone on the street, including Big Bird is childlike, right? You know, he's not an adult. He just happens to be a really, really big bird who has a friend named Snuffleupagus, and he loves him, and no one can see him, and they all say it's his imaginary friend.
I love Snuffleupagus because, well, he was always my dad's favorite, and my dad used to do a great Snuffleupagus impression. And Snuffleupagus is like a giant... like a woolly mammoth type thing with a big long trunk and big, giant, beautiful eyes and big, giant,
big
pretty
eyelashes.
And he was kind of always sort of talk like this, and he was sort of down to do whatever. And
he was really sweet. And he was like, okay, bird.
Yeah, oh, bird.
And so when Mr. Hooper died, they had to explain it to Big Bird because he is a child. And... you know, it's interesting. When I was little, I didn't think that he was a child, but he is. He's just a little guy. He's just big. And so he kept asking, but when is he coming back? You know, so it was great that, you know, they had this conduit for all of their viewers, little tiny, tiny kids who would ask that.
And for the actors, too, emotionally, probably good to have a way to express their own grief about losing their friend and their colleague. And
sure, I mean, he died in like 1990. He was on that show for, you know, 21 years.
Yeah.
and with those people. And so I think like Luis and Bob and old Gloria, Gordon, and Maria were all on, I think, for like 37 years. So Jim Henson took a couple of these characters. I want to say only one, Kermit. Yeah, it was. He took Kermit, the frog, and made a brand new show for him, and it was called The Muppet Show. And The Muppet Show was a big old thing in my life. It was an amazing... So, yeah, so now I remember, like, Kermit went, and he was in the big city, and he went to go run a theater that his uncle ran. And then he meets all this cast of characters from the theater. So they're all brand new Muppets, and they're the ones that when you say Muppets, you think of them.
Yes.
And it's Fozzie the Bear, Miss Piggy, Gonzo, Gonzo's chickens. What's the professor and his
and his flying fish or something?
No, he had the assistant with the long fish. Head and the
beaker.
Yes. Yeah, beaker, and he go meep meep.
Yes.
And so it was he ran a theater. So every week or every it was nightly, it was five times a week. Every day you would see the goings on in the backstage of the theater and the drama and
the wacky adventures, the shenanigans.
Yeah. And then all of the skits that you would see are the skits that they would do on stage in the theater. So it was parts that so you saw these characters, these Muppets, pigs and chickens and all these with these personalities, you saw them in the backstage getting ready to go do a show. And then you saw the things that they did on stage in these little, it was just so fun.
Clever, very clever.
It was very clever. And the band was all Muppets and all of the audience was Muppets. And
I'm a huge fan of the Muppet movie. And I have been for many, many years. And for some reason when I, you know, my niece and nephew, they miss the Muppet train. They're not into Muppets at all. They don't think they're funny or
really?
Cool. Yeah, not even in like a retro sort of way do they think they're interesting or cool at all.
And even in the like past 6 years, there's been two really successful big new movies. One spearheaded by the actor Jason Segel. He was I think you're a fan of Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Wasn't that you?
Nope.
Maybe not. So anyway, he's an actor, and he was on How I Met Your Mother for 10 seasons. And from that, from making a lot of money there, he wanted to produce, write, and star in the new Muppet movie, and people just were crazy over it.
Oh, wow.
And his brother is a Muppet. And so there's a big song that won the Oscar. It's called Am I a Man or Am I a Muppet? Because one is a man and one's a Muppet.
Well,
and so they're still around, you know?
I mean, if you're having trouble crying, if you really need to, like if you really feel like you need to and you just can't get it out, just click in the first 5 minutes of the Muppet movie and absorb Kermit the Frog singing
Rainbow Connection.
Because playing the banjo and his voice and the lyrics. It's so beautiful, you know. It's right up there with Mr. Rogers. It's just a gorgeous piece of loveliness.
The thing about it is that, you know, I'm glad we did this little mini-sode because we're going into the Jim Henson world, and it was a big world in the 80s, and it gave so much joy to people always and still does. Even last season on ABC, there was a primetime Muppets show. It only lasted 13 episodes. But the thing about that one and the original is that because they were in this theater, then every week there were guest stars who were appearing at the theater. So it was like, this week's guest is Lola Falana. And
Charo.
It was Charo, Lola Falana, Paul Lind, Raquel Welch, everyone was a guest on the Muppets. And then they would do a big production number with Muppets. And also they used a lot of full body Muppet work.
Mm-hmm.
There was that big hairy guy, the big, I don't know, monster type guy, but he was really nice. And then there was Sam, the American bald eagle, and he was blue and he was very patriotic.
Yes.
And
what about like the two old men in the bleachers? And not the bleachers, the balcony seats.
Waldorf. Oh, we have to know that. Oh, we have to know that.
I just love their dry sense of humor and how they'd be like, you know, look at each other and say, ooh, blah, 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 blah.
Well, they would just heckle.
They would totally heckle. And they laugh at each other and go, hoo, hoo,
hoo. Yeah, they were in the box.
Yes, the box seats.
And they would heckle. So their names are Statler and Waldorf.
Perfect.
Statler and Waldorf. And there were these old men, and they would, one was kind of rounder and one was a little longer, and they were just hilarious. It was a variety show.
And what about Rolf, the dog?
Rolf and the dog. Did he talk or did he just bark?
No, I think he talked. Yeah.
Yeah, he talked.
He talked.
And then there was Janice. Janice was the hippie.
She was cool.
She was the hippie, like a sax player, right, in the band. Or she's a guitar player.
Zoot was the sax player.
Yeah, she was a guitar player, yeah. Bass player.
And I always thought Zoot was the coolest, you know, because he was hip. He was a jazz cat.
Well, and it was just like, they were stoners. They were obviously like the stoner band who worked at the, you know, because Henson was a huge stoner. And so it was like they were like the stoner band that worked at the theater and did, you know, what they had to do at this theater. And they told full stories. And of course, Miss Piggy was super over the top and all over Kermit. And then it did. It brought the Muppet movie. The Muppets Take Manhattan. And was it the Great Muppet Caper?
The Great Muppet Caper.
And so there were those three, and then the two newer ones.
There was a pirate one as well.
Oh, it was the Muppets Treasure Island.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that. That was a little later, I think.
Yeah, that one wasn't as...
It was in the late 90s, I think. But I don't know where I ever even saw that. Oh, gosh, Muppet Treasure Island. I forgot all about it.
Well, I have a John Denver Muppets Christmas record.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, which was a big deal back, you know, back then. You know, Jim Henson also did Dark Crystal.
Yeah.
He did all those incredible.
Huge three or four. There's a behind the scenes of Dark Crystal, and it shows the movement artists in some of, like, you know, rough what the Muppets or the Muppets will look like. Uh-huh. And then, even though I believe on that they did call them puppets on that one because they were more traditional puppet work. It wasn't that tradition, that signature Muppet thing. Yeah. And these are much darker and monsters
detailed,
and things.
Very detailed,
yeah. And so you would
looking.
See the main person in it, like, let's say it had wings, and then three or four people on either side moving the wings.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And just really amazing work. And they still, the Jim Henson Company still does amazing Muppet work.
I mean, there was, you know, out of that came Frank Oz.
Yes, yeah.
And
who became a director live action.
And we have Yoda. There's Yoda.
Yes.
If anyone's ever heard of Yoda.
Say it one more time.
Yoda.
Got it.
You seek Yoda.
Yoda, you seek. Yeah, Jim Henson and the Henson Company were just really, still are, but revolutionary. And you know what they also did was Fraggle Rock.
Oh, I forgot about Fraggle
Rock. On HBO.
Yeah.
When HBO really got into a lot of homes and started to do more series in the 80s, they did Fraggle Rock. And that's a really something fun to
visit. I don't think I've ever seen that. I don't think I've ever seen it. I know what some of the characters are, but...
Yeah, and because there's the little dozers... they're the little green guys, and they're real tiny, and they are in the middle of Fraggle Rock, and they're mining, and they're little green guys who are construction workers, and then the Fraggles, and then there's a big dog, which, you know, had a person inside of it, and...
I remember the dog.
It's down to Fraggle Rock, clap, clap.
Maybe I have seen it a couple times.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen a clip here or there. But yeah, that's an amazing show, and mixed live action again, you know, mixed actors with Muppets. You think about all of these types of shows that happened, The Electric Company, Sesame Street, 3-2-1 Contact, and they were all by the Children's Television Workshop.
Yeah.
And that was like a producing company, Children's Television Workshop. And they really put out all of this really cool educational stuff on PBS.
Bless them for it.
Yeah.
Great memories of all those shows.
Yeah.
Especially Sesame Street and Mr. Rogers. They're the two that stand out to me the most. And I have the strongest attachments to.
Yeah, me too. Sesame Street was great. And I love that it's still around. And really based on what it was founded on. And Big Bird was played by Carol Spinney. And I think like maybe 6 months ago, he stopped playing him in his 80s.
Oh, wow.
The voice and the embodiment. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Big Bird had a guest appearance in the Muppet movie, actually. Do you remember? The Hitchhiker?
Yes. You know, it's funny because then never again in the, besides that, they never mixed the Sesame Street characters, which are more of a wholesome for little kids, and the Muppet Show Muppets, who was a little for more for the older kids, and it really was an adult hit too. And still is, and are really fun. They are really fun to watch.
They are. I love them.
Now, you know, because it came out in like 77, I think, The Muppet Show. Or no, 79. Yeah, Jim Henson, man. I'm so glad that we decided to do this minicast, and it turned out to be a little more than just the Sesame Street.
Well, because I forgot about Muppet Movie or Muppet Show, but it wasn't really educational.
No, but that's why we can talk about it here, just as a Jim Henson minicast. And so, it was fun.
It was great. I'm glad we got to talk about Sesame Street.
Me too.
And I wish Kermit was here right now. Kermit.
I actually wish Grover was, because Grover would just kind of nestle in right now because he'd be real tired.
Do you remember the one where, well, they were all like this, but the one where Bert and Ernie came home and he had two pieces of licorice? And he had one piece of licorice, and he's like, hey, do you want to share this? And Bert's like, sure, I'll share it with you. And he's like, okay. And he tears the piece off, and he's like, oh, well, it's uneven now. Your end is too big. So here, I'll take a bite out of your end. He takes a bite out of his end, and then he's like, well, now my end's too long. And he's like, well, I'll take a bite out of my end. And he keeps doing that until the licorice is gone. And then Bert's like, well, where's the licorice? He's like, oh, sorry. He didn't eat it all.
But the thing about that is that it was real licorice. And it was just a Muppet. So they would really like tug on that.
Oh, yeah. With their hands inside the puppet.
On that licorice to really make it happen. And I'm glad that you said Bert and Ernie, because we didn't talk about Bert and Ernie, and we have to.
Yeah.
So Bert and Ernie were roommates. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, Ernie was the real kind of airheady one. And carefree and really like this and talk like this. And then Bert talked like this and he was very to the point. And
Bert was very kind of
stuffed shirt.
Yeah, he was.
He was very conservative. And so I remember when I was like 12 or 13, people saying that they were a gay couple.
Right. I remember that too.
And, you know, it's always been. And in fact, when President Obama passed the marriage equality bill, for all of the United States, just five years ago, the cover of the New Yorker was the back of the heads of Bert and Ernie with their arms around each other, watching TV about, and on the TV it said like the CNN headline of, you know, Marriage Equality Act.
Oh, that's cool.
And so there was a lot of, and so, you know, and they made them like a little, you could tell that they were a little bigger, like, you know, they were adult, very, you know, they made them very adult. And it's always been a thing. I mean, a lot of people did not like that.
Is it true, though?
I mean,
or is that just speculation?
It's just speculation. They've never stated that, you know, but they've still been a couple for, you know, 49 years.
Now, what character do you think I would relate most to given my thirst for cookies?
Oh, yeah. Well, you look like Big Bird.
I look like Big Bird, and I eat like Cookie Monster.
Yes, you do.
And I also am not good at sharing cookies.
Who am I? Ernie.
Yeah.
I super am. I wear striped shirts.
Always eating that goddamn licorice.
I got licorice coming out my eyeballs. Oh, yeah, so Cookie Monster. Cookie Monster was the softest, cutest guy in the world, and he went crazy over cookies.
He had his eyes,
spun around.
Had little balls inside or something, and they spun around and crazy. And he really went to town on cookies, and they were real cookies, just like the licorice was real. And he'd munch down on them and get, boy, I used to just love that. And he'd be like, yes, get them, get those cookies. Because I do that now as an adult.
And there was always a thing with him where he would be with, that was another thing. They would have the Muppets with little kids, like, sitting on the ledge.
Yes.
And then the Muppet, when they'd be chatting and talking with the Muppet, and they'd be so into it because, like I said, they weren't actors. They were just real little kids who were just so excited. Mm-hmm. And so he would... I remember one where he was like, "Are you sad?" And the little boy's like, "Yes, I'm sad." And like, he totally just talked about being sad because that little boy was sad. You know, they weren't talking about sadness, or they did. I mean, they made an episode around it, but it just, that little boy said he was sad. So the voice, you know, the character, the actor, the puppeteer and the actor was like, "Okay, let's do this."
Do you remember what Cookie Monster called Kermit?
No.
He called him Frog.
He did?
Yeah.
Frog. Oh,
Frog.
Because he had that
Whale Frog.
And so many, you know, Frank Oz, Jim Henson, who supplied so many of the voices. And yeah, it was just, his world is a really cool world.
It's a remarkable time because things were still so based on creating, building costumes and sets and for kids shows. And it was like a different time because it was filmed. It wasn't like a kids show now. Kids shows now are so erratic.
Yes, and bright colors.
And they jump back and forth to things so quickly. I'm sure there's shows out right now, though, that are like Sesame Street. There's got to be.
I'm sure there are. And, you know, we missed so many when we talked about them, too. But
I mean, I guess we have like kids nature shows and kids science shows and stuff like that now. Versus like a skits with animals and stuff.
Yeah, or, I mean, maybe there is. I don't know.
Barney? Teletubbies? What is Teletubbies
those
anyway?
Those were all 25 years ago, by the way.
Okay.
Wow. So those are all gone. Wow. Teletubbies were from space, I think.
Hmm.
Wow. I'm glad we didn't talk about that. They were in the 80s.
I'm just... We don't need to talk about Teletubbies.
No, we don't need to talk about Teletubbies. So I think we should wrap this up.
I agree.
Thanks, everybody.
It's 4 in the morning.
It is close to it. It's 3:17. No, it's 10:17. I thank everyone for listening. Again, please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Subscribe on Stitcher.
It goes right into your phone when you subscribe. When we upload a podcast, it goes right into your phone.
Yeah, just whenever we upload them. We always do our episodes on Friday. And then our mini casts, like this one, will come out on Tuesdays. And so it's always great to just have them also on Stitcher and Google Play. And we appreciate everyone. And thanks so much. Have a great day.
Stay awesome.
Stay rad.
Bye.
Bye.